one, remember, it really sticks out was the troubles were going at that time, and up in Northampton where we came from, there was very little trouble you would hear about, but there was one evening my older brother was out on a motorbike and he seen a ship out in the ocean, and it was coming on dark and he flashed the lights at the ship, and the ship flashed back, and he thought this was great fun, so he flashed back at the ship, and the ship flashed back again, so he thought this was unreal, so this went on for 10 or 15 minutes until he got bored, and he went home and put the bike in at the shed. And about a couple of hours later, he was walking by the front of the house in Murnoch, and he was walking by one of the windows in the living room, and in Murnoch you didn't need to close the curtains because obviously you had no neighbours, but the moon was shining on the ocean, and he seen a boat sitting on the reflection off the moon. And he looks out the window and he goes to his sister, "There's a boat out in the bay, a big one." And as soon as he said that, a British soldier jumped up right in front of the window, pointed the gun at him, and he near died on the spot. And he run and hid. He was flashing the motorbike lights at a Navy boat. And they thought it was gun running. And there was helicopters. There was police at the door within minutes.
Oh, well, I would say there must have been some excitement that night in Murnoch.
He wouldn't answer the door. The door was getting kicked in around him. The police were shouting. He made the sister answer the door. And the sister answered the door. It was the police from Ballycastle. And they thought it was IRA gunsmen. But Damien got it all quashed down that he had a faulty headlight and motorbike.
So Damien was able to talk his way out of
it. Damien talked his way out of it.